From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Declaring dicamba is a valuable pest control for American farmers, EPA Acting Administrator Andrew Wheeler announced the agency will extend its conditional registration by 2 years. According to AgriPulse, the agency says the decision was made with input and extensive collaboration with EPA, state regulators, farmers, academic researchers, pesticide manufacturers, and others. Bayer says the decision ensures growers will have access to this vital weed control tool for 2019 and beyond. It's not the $289 million he expected, but former California school groundskeeper Dwayne Johnson says he'll take it after a big legal turnaround against Monsanto, makers of Roundup. MSN.com reports after months of legal wrangling, Johnson, who claims Roundup caused his terminal cancer, agreed to a sharply reduced award of about $78 million. During the appeal, San Francisco Superior Court Judge Suzanne Bolanos nearly overturned the entire verdict, but decided to reduce the judgment instead. Bayer, Monsanto's parent company, says it will appeal. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue is preaching patience to farmers and ranchers affected by President Trump's trade policy. Agriculture.com reports Perdue reiterated Trump's claim, waiting while negotiators hammer out trade solutions, will pay off for the ag community. Perdue says farmers tend to support the president's agenda, which focuses on fair trade with current partners, coupled with expanding markets to new nations. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.